Welcome everyone to the Center for the Study of Truth, your host Stephen Mager. In this video podcast we discuss about the occult sciences, natural law, mind control techniques, esoteric traditions that's so important to understand today to arrive to human freedom and evolutionary process of the human soul. And our work here is to impact more souls, hearts and minds of the people that to arrive to this freedom from this slavery condition what we are today. So one of the things we teach here is also ancient traditions. And before we continue, I just want to remind about our website is stephenmager.com. You can enter to the donation services we provide and to see the update of the website and this platform. And we of course want to grow this and to arrive to more minds and more people around us, and this is our work in this platform. So if you want to donate and to help us to grow, you're welcome. So I remind, we speak about previous videos about the introduction to the tarot deck. The previous video we speak about the lovers, that this is number 6 card. This is in the Tiferet position in the Tree of Life of Kabbalah. That I will speak about this more deeper when we finish the first 11 major arcana cards, and I will explain it and light out better with the Kabbalistic Tree of Life and how is connected to the tarot tradition hand by hand. So the lovers belong to the Tiferet position, that is in the middle of the Tree of Life. This is representing the heart chakra in the Vedic tradition. This is the connection between two elements of nature and two energies that connect our consciousness, is the masculine and the feminine energy. And today we'll speak about the Hierophant. The Hierophant is belong to the Gabura position, the Sephira Gabura in the Tree of Life. This is card number 5. This also belongs to my birth date, this 5 of October, that also representing the Taurus energy, that I'm Taurus in the Vedic tradition, in the Vedic system, and in the tropical I'm Libra. But I will not speak about astrology too much today, but this is kind of, I don't know if it's a coincidence, you know. But this card number 5 is belong to Gabura position, the Tree of Life, that also represent the Taurus energy that we will speak about later in this slide. So let's start. The Hierophant is symbol of moral law and convictions. He is also welcomed as an advisor and spiritual guide, positively associated with advice, wise counsel, spiritual consolation, knowledge, identification, faith, conformity, and traditions. Negatively associated with manifestation, lack of faith, devoutness, bad advice, confusion, and disorderly conflict. Okay, I just want to say that that the Hierophant is a kind of shadow work, inner shadow work with yourself, and initiation of the occult sciences, and self-control and inner communication with your soul. Me, kind of, I don't know if it's because of, maybe because of I'm Taurus in the Vedic tradition, I like to make meditation, and I like to conceal people about spiritual guidance. And I like to share my knowledge to others if I know something well and understandable and I can apply it. I just like to explain to others, to spread this message to others. And this kind of Hierophant energy, this is kind of self-control. You want to self-control yourself from inside. This represents the structure, the hierarchy from inside, okay? This kind of, if you see, this is a Pope figure here, is like it's a traditional figure, like from Christianity or from religion, okay? So this is representing the structure, the law, the natural law. and how you can from within yourself to control yourself and your behaviors and absorb everything from you within. The idea that the higher point relates to memory may be considered in light of the meaning of the word the letter vav in Hebrew, which means nail or hook. A nail binds together, it unifies, suggesting that the primary function of the hierophant is to link microcosm with macrocosm, the great universe with manifestation. Also, the letter vav in Hebrew is representing kind of hook, kind of nail in the wall that you connect the microcosm and the macrocosm. You connect from within as without, as above so below. Your unconscious is your conscience. If you all what you have in unconscious mind is reflected outside. If you don't know that and you're not conscious in your mind, so this part of the things here in terms to the higher pant. The it's triumphal or eternal intelligence by which is that we are in forever tied to the divine spirit. This binding consciousness is described in the variety of symbolic ways, such as it's linked the sun and the moon, or it's tied together the above and the below. Is also related to teaching that which introduce higher ideas into the lower organism. Okay? This kind of everything starts from a mind. If you take it from the first principle, everything is mentalism. Everything is mental. We reflect from inside to outside, from within to without. And it's bind together the divine spirit, this connection to our divine core of the spirit, our heart, our inner world, okay? And how we connect it to the macrocosm, to the great universe, okay? So let's move on. This thought version, I will speak about now on this version deeper, a little bit deeper. It's only scratched the surface, but still is a little bit deeper. And I will read some part from the Book of Thought of Aleister Crowley in the end of the presentation. And this is kind of interesting to see if you see the microcosm and the macrocosm, the inner world of the great universe, is the hexagram and the pentagram together, as you see in the abracadabra word that's connected to the both. And you see the four beasts and the... Now we'll speak about more in deeper ways. The Hierophant is the provider of the tools of the spiritual trade. The tools being the mantra, yoga, chant, prayer, meditation, visualization, the teachings that lead you back to your connection with all and everything. The Hierophant represents the spiritual guide, the priest, the shaman, who introduces the disciplines necessary for uncovering the link between body and spirit. Okay, is also about discipline, self-discipline. You need to teach yourself to do the same pattern of behavior, not to say one time I do it and not continue with this, and because I'm unconscious in my mind only, I'm not conscious on my behavior. You need to be conscious on your behavior day by day, daily basics. You need to be conscious on what you do and what enter to your mind and what your behavior input output outside after that. So American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, third edition, defines Hierophant, this is an interesting thing that I found in the researches I have, as an ancient Greek priest who interpreted sacred mysteries, especially the priest of the Eleusinian mysteries, an interpreter of sacred mysteries of arcane knowledge. From the Greek heroes, holy, plus pantes, one who shows. The root of the pantes means bacon. So the Hierophant represents a holy bacon that guides your ship through the storm and keeps you from crashing against the rocky shores. This is amazing allegory and shows how the world magic works here. And you see how the Hierophant connected by the etymology of the word, etymology of the word from the Greek origin. And it's quite interesting to understand that. And also, but the Hierophant is a beacon only, the vehicle through which the holy light shines. The guru, the shaman, the priest, their light partners of the holy light within each of us. They are not the source of the holy light, except as the all are. Respect your guide, your Hierophant, but don't worship him or her, except as you worship life as it dwells within everything. Accept the wisdom offered, the teachings. Use the tools the Hierophant provides, the shloves to clear the snow from the path to soul's home. Their tools and their use will keep you sense and centered and strong when everything else in your life is wrong, on hold, or chaos. Okay, people need to understand, you don't need to worship him and externally. Okay, the bull god, that is an ancient sun god, okay, in the ancient world. And since then, the people worship him as a god and as a money, or is it the same thing? But they just twisted this light of the sun, and this, they twisted this energy of the Hierophant of as the sun god, the bull. Okay, let's continue in the presentation. The Sanskrit word guru also is also interesting to know, expresses perfectly the holy beacon, nature of the Hierophant. The syllable gu means darkness and ru means light. Guru Hierophant is said to bring the supreme knowledge that destroys the darkness in one's life. Interesting to understand that guru is also the darkness and the light. Okay, let's I just want to read some parts from the Book of Thought of Crowley. Here we go. It's impossible at the present time to explain this card. Truly, for one, the course of the events can show how the new current of initiation will work. Out is the Aeon of Horus, of the child. Through the face of the Hierophant appears bright and smiling, and the child himself seems glad with wanton innocence. It is hard to deny that the expression of the initiator is something mysterious, even sinister. There seems to the enjoying a very secret joke at somebody's expense. There is a distinctly sadistic aspect of this card, no unutterly, since the derives from the legend of Pasepa, the prototype of all legends of bull gods. This still persists in such religions as Shaivism, and after multiple degradations in Christianity itself and other religions, the symbolism of the wand is peculiar. The three interlocked rings together, which crowned it, may be taken as a perspective of the three aeons of Isis or Ceres and Horus, with their interlocking magical formula. The upper ring is marked with scarlet of Horus. The two lower rings with green of Isis and pale yellow of Osiris, respectively. All these are based upon deep indigo, the color of Saturn, the lord of time, for the rhythm of the Hierophant is such as the moves only the intervals of 2000 years. Amazing allegory to know about the Hierophant in the Thoth book, the Book of Thoth. That is say that you don't need to abuse the Hierophant energy. You don't need to worship him externally. and to follow someone order from outside of you. You need to control yourself from within. The hierophant is from within. You need to be aware that your inner aspects is a reflection to the macrocosm. Okay? And this is connection to your inner core. And this is also the aeons of Isis, Osiris, and Horus, representing the emotions, the mind, emotions, and actions together, binded. Like in this symbol of here, in this card, you see that the key with the three interlocked rings together. This is amazing allegory, like, you know, you see the Vav also above him, and nine Vavs like nails. Okay, this is a kind of stability of Taurus energy. And also the beasts and the Taurus and the Isis from within with a sword that reflect the pentagram and reflect the heart, the light, and also around him is black. I have a lot of things here to know. This is a kind of science inside any card. You can really discover full of worlds inside any card of the tarot, really. This is amazing, amazing allegory, amazing tradition that I love. And also, I like to explain to others also what I know because of the Hierophant. And the next card we speak about, this is the Hierophant. This is the Imperial card. This is the kind of, this is the reflection outward. This is the reflection externally. What we need to know as an action, as a love action. Okay? The power of the action under the love. Okay? We'll speak about this in the next video of the Tarot, Introduction to the Tarot. Before we finish, I just want to remind about our services. We have consultation and initiation to the occult. And we do readings in the tarot and the ancient system of divination of runes of the Nordic tradition. And also we make spiritual consolations and astrology readings and life path orientations and dive into your spiritual world and know yourself better. This is what we want. People know themselves more. Know thyself, know the universe, know the gods, know the universe. You need to know yourself and know how to discover. You need to have this will to discover. No one can do for you this work. You need to do it for yourself, but you need to lift others and help them, to show them the path, to open for them the doors. And this is what we do in this platform. So thank you everyone to listen to me. Here your host, Steven Magier, Center for the Study of Truth. Thank you very much. See you soon in the next chapters. Bye-bye.